Today in Your Health, we're going to look at one of the fastest growing sectors of the healthcare system, urgent care centers. A poll conducted by NPR News, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health found that people are using urgent care centers more often than in the past. One reason is that it's hard to get an appointment with the regular doctor, NPR's Patty Naiman reports.
Think of urgent care as a bridge between your doctor's office and the hospital emergency room. It's not for life-threatening emergencies like heart attack, stroke, or major injuries. Urgent care is for problems that need to be seen that day but aren't life-threatening. Things like a cut finger, sprained ankle, severe sore throat, or infection.
I woke up this morning and, you know, I just felt achy.
Dominique Page suspected a bladder infection, but instead of calling her doctor, she headed straight to a nearby urgent care clinic.
Because I know if I made an appointment in my doctor's office, it wouldn't be for today, because I'm sure their appointments is usually booked.
Most people in our poll say they go to urgent care because they say it's more convenient and takes less time than going to the doctor. But one in five say that at least once over the past 2 years, they were unable to see their regular doctor or health professional when they needed medical care, mostly because their doctor didn't have any available appointments, the office wasn't open, or their doctor was out of the office. Paige went to Reliant Urgent Care at LAX Airport in Los Angeles. Walk-ins are welcome and the center's open 24/7.
We never close. We don't even know where the key to the front door is because at least in the 10 years that I've been here, we've never closed the front door.
Dr. Max Lebo is the medical director here. He worked as an ER doctor for years and saw lots of people, he says, who never should have been in the ER in the first place.
20% of all emergency department patients are admitted to the hospital, meaning 80% go home the same day. Of that 80%, probably three quarters of those could be seen in a setting other than the emergency department.
After tests, Lebo confirms that Paige has a bladder infection. He prescribes antibiotics and suggests she also do the old-fashioned thing.
Drink plenty of fluids. You know, you have to drink. And you should drink enough, you know, water, juice, Gatorade, so that you're urinating every 4 hours or so.
To help flush the infection out of her system. Paige is relieved to get diagnosed and treated. She's in and out in under an hour. Even better, care like this costs far less than a hospital ER. Dr. Roger Hicks with the Urgent Care Association of America.
Emergency departments charge what's called a facility fee, which is anywhere from $300 to $400 or $500, because they have to be open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, and they have to be staffed and equipped to handle any kind of emergency, the most extreme emergencies.
And that facility fee is just to walk in the door. It doesn't include the cost of seeing a doctor, x-rays, lab tests, medications, or IVs.
An average emergency department visit is over $1,400. And, you know, the average urgent care visit is about a tenth of that.
Most urgent care centers take private insurance and Medicare. Some don't take Medicaid because they say it just doesn't cover the cost of providing care. Uninsured patients have to pay cash. In our poll, most patients said the cost was reasonable, and the majority, 75%, also said the care was excellent or good. But not everyone. 25% of people polled described care as just fair or even poor. One of those is 69-year-old Carol Lamb, who lives in Ashland, Oregon. She recently went to an urgent care center for bronchitis, where she told the doctor about a medication that hadn't worked in the past.
And he sat there and he prescribed the very same thing that hadn't worked. And as I was explaining to him again, you know, that's the one that didn't work. And do you have anything else? He just walked out of the room and left and sent somebody with a prescription for the same thing. And that was it. And I'm like, really? What?
We called some other people, too, after they answered our poll, and they described long waits and ending up in the emergency room anyway. Some told us they believe their care was inadequate. The Urgent Care Association's Dr. Hicks says the association continues to work hard to improve quality and maintain high standards of care in centers nationwide. And there's another kind of urgent care that's growing, too. Most urgent care centers are standalone facilities. But some, like this one, are embedded in large, comprehensive healthcare systems.
Have your chest all the way against the board. You're going to roll your shoulders forward. Oh, okay, that's fine. You can give it a big hug so you can put your arms around it.
85-year-old Norman Weiner gets a chest x-ray at UCLA's Wilshire Urgent Care. He came in with a cough and shortness of breath. Medical director Dr. Vladimir Manuel prescribes medication and tells Weiner he'll help him find a primary care doctor at UCLA Health. And that's the beauty of a large integrated system, he says. Care in the doctor's office, urgent care, and hospital care are all connected and medical records shared. Not only is the system more efficient, says Manuel, patient care is improved.
If we see them two or three times for their asthma, we'll sort of reach out to their main doctor and say, hey, you know, we're seeing your patient for their asthma. Perhaps there's ways of getting them better controlled so that they aren't coming into urgent care as much. And we'll get them placed back with their doctor and engage that kind of more continuity preventive aspect of care, not just the sort of in the moment dealing with the problem and then out the door, you're done.
Whether embedded in large systems or standing alone, the Urgent Care Association's Dr. Roger Hicks says the dramatic growth of urgent care centers can be expected to continue in coming years, particularly since there's a continued shortage of primary care doctors. Patty Niemann, NPR News.